Hello.
Hello. Ollie and Michael from Germany, Radio 1 Live. Who's talking?
Hey, Ollie and Michael, it's Taylor Swift.
Taylor,
hey!
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. We had so much fun the last time. Wir hatten am letzten Mal wirklich so viel Spaß miteinander. You remember?
No.
Okay, thank you.
So peinlich.
To be honest, we are playing me every morning in our morning show because the track is so positive. If you have a rainy day, it becomes a sunny day. You know what I mean?
Thank you for saying that. That really means a lot to me. I'm so proud of the song, and I think one of my favorite things that anyone could say to me about it is that it helped turn, you know, helped turn their mood around or helped them feel a little better about themselves or just makes them feel happy. Like it's one of the best compliments I think you can give somebody if music they make made you happy. So thank you for telling me that.
I was wondering why Brandon Urie, why was he the perfect partner for this collaboration for this song?
I think Brandon Urie of Panic at the Disco was the one that I wanted to have on this song because he is such a great performer and he's so enthusiastic about everything that he does. And he's also always been really good to his fans. He's had such a long and interesting career. And I think that, you know, he seems like he's always up for a challenge and always up for doing new fun things. And so, I've always just been such a huge fan. And so when we were halfway through writing this song, I reached out to Brendan and asked him if he wanted to come in and write the rest of it with us and record the duet portion of the song.
We had much fun to see you fighting in French in the video.
Calme-toi, s'il te plaît.
Je suis calme!
Was it a one take or did you have to repeat it once again because you had to laugh all the time?
Well, it actually took a few takes because we were laughing so hard because it's so fun to get into a fight in a scene, no matter what language you're speaking, but also trying to keep your French accent and trying to keep your pronunciation correct. And there's actually, we just put out a behind the scenes video on YouTube that's the behind the scenes footage of the French scene, and you can see how many times we crack up laughing or how many times we mess up what we're saying. So if you want to check that out, you'll see it was definitely not perfect the first time we did it.
Yeah, one thing I always say to Michael every morning is, je suis calme! And now we are playing me, I said it already, every morning in our morning show. And what kind of personal process in your life led to this solution? Hey, loving yourself is one of the most important things in life.
Well, thank you so, so much for playing it every morning. I really appreciate that. That is so nice of you to do that. And I think that, honestly, self-love and self-worth, those are never things we're going to feel all the time. And I think it's you shouldn't put pressure on yourself that you should feel good about yourself all the time because I don't feel that way. I don't think anyone feels that way. Always confident in yourself. But I think that having a song that you can listen to that kind of reinforces that feeling or reminds you that you're different. You're different than everybody else in the whole world, and that intrinsically, that individuality makes you special. I definitely struggle with feeling insecurity, and that's probably why I wrote this song, because I wanted to have a song to perform live that would hopefully be able to pull me out of that sometimes.
But I think it's hard to find the perfect balance between, hey, I'm cool, I'm sexy, I love myself, and not to sound too selfish, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. But I think nowadays we're in this age of social media, and I think everybody goes online, and we have so many people to compare ourselves to, and more often than not, we end up feeling like we're not as good as somebody else, or we're not as cool as somebody else, or we're not as like good looking as someone else. But I think that we really need to focus on the fact that those comparisons are just harmful to ourselves, and everybody's going through it. And so having a song that can remind you that there's no one else like you, you know, I just was trying to make something that would make people feel better.
Yeah. Okay, I know that feeling, opening Instagram and seeing all these pictures and videos. Hey, he has the better job. He is in vacation and I'm sitting here at work. But I can't believe that you have the same feelings when you see other people on Instagram. You are a pop star. You are famous. You have fans in the whole world.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I do that all the time. And sometimes I even have to just take a social media break because I feel like everybody else is so much cooler. And I think that that's just something we all go through. And there are so many people that I've met, so many beautiful, amazing, wonderful girls that I look at and I think, oh my God, their life is perfect. And then when I'll get to know them, I'll realize that they do the same thing. Like they'll go online and they'll feel just so insecure. And I think that insecurity, like, it is nice to be able to have other people go like, yeah, I feel that way too. Or yeah, I don't all the time, because that in a way bonds us. Like we all have that in common. And so we all like to escape from that feeling if we can, even if it's just for the length of a song where we're just telling ourselves, I'm special, I'm different, even if we don't really believe it.
Yeah.
I think it's good to kind of tell ourselves that.
We are very curious about your new album. Can we find clues in the video of Me that leads us to the title of the album?
There is definitely, there are definitely a few clues in the Me music video that will tell you the title of the album. I'm not going to confirm the title for a little bit because I just kind of wanted to, I didn't want to inundate fans with information. Like I wanted them to have this music video and have this song, and then a little bit later I'll tell them all the information about the album. But there's so much information in the video that's actually an Easter egg. Like the title of the second single is also in the music video. So it's really fun.
Okay. Are the fans, they already found out everything?
They have found out a few things, but they haven't found out everything because there are some clues that they're not going to understand the full meaning of until the album is totally out, because a lot of them are lyrical references to a lyric in a song that they haven't heard yet.
Yeah.
So it's all really fun and exciting to kind of be able to drop clues. And I just am very lucky that they care enough to look for clues. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. In which kind of situation should we listen to your new album when it's going to be released?
Well, I try to make albums that have different layers to them and different songs for different occasions. So I really like for there to be a song that's like perfect for falling in love and a song that's perfect for driving around with the windows down on a sunny day, and then a song for when you're really upset and sad, and a song for when you want to go out and like party with your friends. Or a song to put on in the kitchen when you're cooking, or a song to put on when you're in the bath. And when it comes out, you'll have to let me know if I did the job.
I need the album right now because I need to cook right now in a few minutes and I take a bath.
Well, that sounds like you have a really nice night ahead of you.
Yes. I hope to see you soon in Germany.
Thank you. I definitely want to come back because the fans in Germany have been so lovely and wonderful. And so I definitely am planning where we're doing our live shows, and I want to come back to Germany because I really miss you guys and I'm really grateful for everything, and I really want to come back soon.
Are your cats traveling with you or are they staying at home?
They're pretty good travelers. They've all been traveling since they were little kittens. So, they go pretty much everywhere with me. We're a family.
Are there restricted areas at home where they are not allowed to come to?
No, they go everywhere. They're everywhere in the house. I'm always just surrounded by now like a team of cats. When you have three, they're just everywhere.
That's true.
They're literally, there's one there, one there, one there. They're all staring at you. It's the world I want to live in.
Tella, it was really fun to talk to you.
It's great to talk to you too. Thank you for being so sweet, and thank you so much for playing the song. I'm so grateful.
Yeah. I hope to see you soon here in Germany, and the door is always open. Come in, find out. We have no dogs.
Thank you.
Bye-bye,
bye,
Taylor.